Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's the Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're outside. It's an absolutely beautiful day. I'm enjoying glaring straight into the sun over here at the county office building. And I have Mr. Rob Mitchell on today, our property assessor. And we have a very special day. Of course, tomorrow is the 4th of July. And we're honoring the flag today and all of those that have served beneath the flag. I mean, it's really a super special day for me, for all veterans and all the people that have loved this nation and will continue to love this nation. And, Rob, it's good to have you on this morning.
Well, thank you, Truman. It's good to be here. And I want to thank WGNS for broadcasting the dedication and retirement ceremony as they did last year. Had a great event last year. Also like to thank State Senator Bill Ketron. He provided the Tennessee and the U.S. flag.
Good.
Mr. Dale Armour provided the POW and MIA flag. And we have the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Honor Guard is going to be doing the raising and lowering of the flag, and Rolling Thunder for the veterans is actually going to be receiving the flags from the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department, and they'll be taking care of the proper retirement of the flags. So it's going to be a great day. I appreciate you being here, and thank God for the beautiful weather. It's a lot cooler than it was last year.
Actually, it was different last year.
Last year was very hot.
Well, you know, I think the good Lord's looking. I'm looking up, and I know he's looking down on us on this very special occasion because, I mean, God is a very essential part, the essential part of our nation, as everybody knows, and that's the way it should continue to be. And I really do appreciate your support of the veterans in this country, and you have been one of the prime people, along with four or five others, that we're going to have an actual court for the veterans who have gone through so many terrible things. And you know, we've been reading, I guess, and listening to some of the comments about the VA hospital here. And I was telling you earlier, I was driving by one of the intersections, and a gentleman was standing out there with a big sign, obviously a longtime veteran, and he was saying, "The VA hospital ruined my life." But the truth of and you know, that may be part of the equation, but the local people really, really do support our veterans, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And they support the VA hospital no matter, you know, everything's going to have failings, but the people still support the VA.
We have a gym in the VA hospital, and it's important that as a community, we have a lot of people that don't know the history of the VA when it was put there and what this community did to make sure that it was here to serve our veterans.
Right.
We have a lot of folks that have moved in to make Rutherford County, Middle Tennessee, their home. And it's an education process. We want to let them know that everything they read in the news, that there's good and bad everywhere,
right,
but by far there's more good that's done. Things can always be better, and that's what the Middle Tennessee Veterans Mental Health Council is trying to do, act as a liaison between the patients, the staff, and the administration to make sure that we can cut through some of the red tape so that a lot of the things that need to be addressed are addressed. Because a lot of times people at the top don't know what's happening at the bottom.
Right.
It gets filtered out through middle management. We want to make sure that we can cut through the red tape and make things better for everybody. And the community support is
a large organization like the VA groups of hospitals, they can't do everything.
Oh, no.
And I think it's imperative that as local people that we continue to honor our veterans, and you are doing that, and a number of others, especially some of the veterans that have had some really trouble, a lot of trouble, just adjusting to life after they've left the war zones and left the military. They are getting involved, too, and trying to help. Sometimes when you help other people, you help yourself.
That's true. That's very true.
I think that's just a wonderful. Now, tell me about the drug court. I'm sorry, the
Veterans
the
Court.
The Veterans Court. Thank you.
As individuals come into the get in trouble with the law, a lot of them have underlying medical issues that are a result of their service. Mm-hmm. It's a diversion that allows them to get the treatment so that they can reenter society and be successful. The recidivism of individuals that actually go through a veterans court is only 10%. So that's a tremendous improvement. So they're not in the system. They're not costing the taxpayers money for the medication that they have to take while they're incarcerated. So it's a great savings to the taxpayer, and it's the right thing to do because we want these people to be well. We want to do what we can to make sure that we're giving back to them because they gave so much to us. You know, Truman, over in all wars that the U.S. has been involved in since the Revolutionary War, dead and wounded, 2,717,991.
That's amazing.
And there's still 38,000 servicemen and women that are unaccounted for.
Now, that goes back all the way to the Revolutionary War.
That goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War. We don't know where they are. Don't know what happened to them. Killed, missing in action, prisoner of war. They're just never accounted for. So, you know, as we go out, we celebrate tomorrow. We should remember that there are a lot of people that served and died, so that we can have that freedom. It's not all about setting off fireworks. That's why I thought it was important that we take the time to honor the banner of our nation, and pay it due respect. It's not just a piece of cloth on a pole waving out in front of the building. It actually means something. So that's what we're trying to do today, is just give a little bit back and try to raise the awareness that it's more than just a piece of cloth. It's a symbol of our nation and what we're willing to do to protect our freedoms.
You know, there have been so many different types of wars over the years. And I'm going to lose Rob right now because the ceremony is going to be starting in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, what's really amazing is that the types of war, really, it seems like it didn't matter, because when our country has asked people to serve and come forward for whatever it is, these people always respond. And it's such an amazing thing that's going on. And we are going to transfer over to Rob Mitchell right now.
I'm the assessor of property for Rutherford County. I want to thank you for being here today as we honor the flags for the United States of America, our POW flags, and our Tennessee state flag. We have several individuals here that I'd like to thank. I'd like to thank State Senator Bill Catron for his donation of the Tennessee state flag and the U.S. flag. I'd like to thank Mr. Dale Armour for donating the POW flag to replace the one that we're retiring. I'd like to thank WGNS Radio and Truman Jones for being here today so that we can share this with the rest of Rutherford County who are maybe listening over the radio, maybe listening via the internet to this service. I'd like to introduce here Mr. Shane Reeve, who is the new mayor of Murfreesboro. And then after that, we'll just kind of let him introduce the next guest, and we'll pass off as we're going down through here. So with that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Shane Reeves.
McFarland.
Forgive me. I had a senior moment in a flashback.
That's all right. Thank you. Hey, and I think it's good to point out as we're standing here that it's probably ironic that Mr. Fain Haynes just drove by. So, and it's okay, Rob. Last week at the meeting, Melissa Wright called me Mayor Bragg. So, this is what it is. Thank y'all for all coming. Thank you for the chance that we have to honor not only the American flag, but what stands behind the American flag, which is our soldiers and all the people who have gotten us where we are. And I was talking to my boys the other night, just talking about the American flag. And when I look at the flag and what it means to me and so many different people, we think of the sacrifice that so many others have made. And not just our soldiers, but their families. And that's the part we look at, that the people who are affected every day. And so the ability to be able to be here and say that we're thankful to God for our freedom, and we're thankful for what we have here in the United States is something that we we need to do, not just on July 4th, but do that every single day. So, Rob, thank you for putting this together, and it's my pleasure to be here. And we'll turn over the mic to the Smyrna Mayor, Mayor Mary Esther McFarland. I mean, Mayor Esther Reed. So, thank you. Reeves, I mean.
Thanks, Shane. First of all, I want to thank you all for allowing me to be here today. And the teacher in me kind of came out, so I did a little research thinking about the flag and what it meant to me. And, you know, as we begin to celebrate the nation's independence, it's fitting that we're here to take time to acknowledge and the meaning and the importance of our flag. Today is really a day of reverence and appreciation for our flags and the courage and the sacrifice the flags represent. Throughout our nation's 238-year history, the Stars and Stripes have been a symbol of this nation's unity, liberty, and its pride. We all know how the American flag has evolved over the years. It's reflected the changes of our country as we've grown. But the one thing that has not changed is what this flag represents. Can any of you think of Iwo Jima without thinking of the image of the Marines raising that flag? And I still have the memory of that flag flying in the rubble at the World Trade Center after that awful event. We've all seen flags flying all over this great country after natural disasters, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, or floods. It serves to strengthen all of us, to encourage us, and to remind us that we are truly one nation under God. The flags of our nation and our state are more than mere cloth. They are in the very fabric of all of our hearts, our hopes, our past, and our future. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. And at this time, I'm going to have Teb Beatty come up to give our invocation.
Let's all pray together, please. Almighty God, what an honor and privilege on this beautiful day that you have made, that we come before your throne in prayer. Father, we acknowledge you as the creator of this world, this universe. Father, you have blessed this nation, and to you we're thankful for the peace that we have enjoyed, for the prosperity, for the greatness that you have endowed on our country. We're thankful. Dear Lord, we're thankful for the courage of those who helped to found our nation and those who have led us through the lean times and the times of prosperity, from the tough decisions, and led us into even greater heights. Dear Father, we pray for the bravery and thanks for those who have served in our military, who have given their lives, and for those families who have lost loved ones, and those who have stood with them and served with the greatest of sacrifice. Father, we pray for courage as we move forward, that we continue on the path that you would lead us, that we would follow you. Father, we pray not only for courage, but we pray that we might be a nation of purity. Father, that we might seek the good of all with pure hearts. Father, give us the strength and the perseverance to continue our mission of freedom and peace. Father, help us to be a people of justice who seek what's right for the greatest and the least. Father, help us to be a beacon to the world around us of what strength and peace and unity and justice and faith can accomplish. Dear Lord, continue to bless us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, I believe the playing of the Red Skelton's Pledge.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. This is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The American Creed by William Tyler Page. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect nation, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I hereby believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitutions, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and defend it against all enemies. This was written in 1917, accepted by the United States House of Representatives on April the 3rd, 1918. The American's Creed is the national creed of the United States of America.
The Prisoner of War and Missing in Action flag, second on the staff, represents those Americans who left our soil and defended our freedoms and never had the opportunity to return to the country they loved. On that flag are four words, "You are not forgotten," which represents our nation's enduring commitment to ensure that those Americans are once again returned to the soil that they departed to fight for our freedoms.
I'm here to do the pledge to the state flag, the flag of Tennessee. Senator Ketron and I, in the state Senate, each time before we have session, we pledge to the state flag. We just started that this year. I want to cite that to you today. Three white stars on a field of blue. God keep them strong and ever true. It is with pride and love that we salute the flag of Tennessee. Also, the flag of Tennessee, I salute thee. To thee I pledge my allegiance with my affection, my service, and my life.
Good morning. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here for the retirement ceremony of our flag this year as we celebrate the birthday of this nation tomorrow. As Mayor Reed shared with us, 238 years ago, our founding fathers came forward and they knew that they needed some symbol. And that symbol was the American flag sewn by Betsy Ross. On that flag, it's mutated over the years and changed and transformed into what we have today, with 50 stars representing the 50 states, the 13 stripes representing the original 13 colonies. The red symbolizes hardiness and valor. The white symbolizes purity and innocence. And the blue symbolizes vigilance, perseverance, and justice. It was in 1954 Congress adopted those two words that is now in our Pledge of Allegiance under God. And as we say our Pledge of Allegiance, there is no hesitation. There is no comma. It's not one nation, comma, under God. It's one nation under God, because we are blessed in this country. And the founding cornerstones of our country were originated under God. So repeat after me as we say the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right now we are live at the Rutherford County Clerk's Office for a special flag ceremony. This is all going on right now in Murfreesboro on North Maple Street here in downtown Murfreesboro. Rolling thunder out there right now, currently folding up the old American flag, and they're about to put a new one up in just a second here in front of the Rutherford County Clerk's Office and also the Property Assessor's Office. Again, this is all live. Time right now, 9:33, 75 degrees outside in Murfreesboro. Tomorrow, of course, July 4th. Again, this is going on right now in front of the County Clerk's Office and the Property Assessor's Office. This is actually the second year for this special ceremony to take place. Again, year number two. And this looks like to be an annual tradition at this point, so it's probably going to take place next year and the multiple years that follow. Again, the time right now, 9:33.
Thank you, Scott. I just wanted to mention that they are retiring now the American flag and the Tennessee flag. And now the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Honor Guard is putting the American flag on the pole and raising it now to salutes from those who are here in attendance, especially Rolling Thunder, as they stand at attention. And now, one spot below the American flag, will be the new POW/MIA flag. And all of these flags have been donated to fly here in front of the Rutherford County Office Building. And now, being raised to the top of the flagpole.
If you just tuned in and are wondering why there's so much silence on the radio this morning, we're broadcasting a flag raising and changing ceremony.
Remaining here in the remaining time we have, so stay with us.
The Truman Show on WGNS.
Rutherford County, we're going to have a great show today.
Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Do you miss that old-time feel of a real haircut? The kind where they shave your neck with a razor? I still offer that. This is Pat Briley with Pat's Family Hair Care on Baird Lane near MTSU. I offer a family environment. With every haircut, you get a free shampoo. I also do perms, eyebrow waxing, colors, and more. If you need an early morning, late afternoon, or a Sunday appointment, call 904-4019. That's 904-4019. I look forward to working with you today. Call 904-4019.
Get out of the house. Turn off the computers, cell phones, and video games. It's time to create some family memories with your mom, dad, your children, or your spouse. Or maybe just spend some quality time with your friends. I'm Randy Boland, Murfreesboro Outdoors, on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. Murfreesboro Outdoors, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street. I'm Randy Boland. Now, turn off the computers and go hunting or fishing.
You can get non-medical care at home for you and your loved one. Just visit athomecaretn.com.
My name is Cheryl Bradley, and I've been with At Home Care for 4 years. I'm the Director of Care Coordination. And one of the things that we do here at Home Care is we take the time to get to know our clients and match them with one of our home care aides. And we have 120-plus home care aides, so we try to make sure the personalities and the type of services are matched properly.
Here's Melissa Warren with At Home Care.
The one thing that I think really sets At Home Care apart is that we understand we may not be the answer for everyone that phones us, but our goal is to help everyone that phones us, give them direction, give them information, maybe lead them to where they do need to call to get the help they need.
That's athomecaretn.com. Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
One of my favorite ladies, Mary Esther Reed, and our mayor. And I told you earlier before we went on the air, you're doing a great job over there. You really are. I am so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's easy to do a good job when you've got people around you that you surround yourself with that do an excellent job. So they all make us on the council look really good.
Now, do you think that maybe sometimes it gets too easy, so you need a higher hill to climb, so you hire Harry Gill? Is that what you did?
That's exactly right. Harry keeps us on our toes for sure, but Harry is doing an excellent job for the town. And, you know, the one thing you can say about Harry Gill is he's never forgotten where he came from.
Yes.
And he loves Smyrna and wants to see us prosper and continue to grow.
You come from a family that has never forgotten Smyrna. In fact, they've been part of the reason that Smyrna is so great right now. And, of course, we're talking about the Victory family, which you're the daughter of Coon Victory. And I am so angry at Coon. I mean, all the rest of us, we're just kind of enjoying our old age, you know, as it comes about. And here he is traveling all over the country, visiting all the great ballparks, the baseball parks. And he's taking Parker with him, his grandson. There's just something wrong with that. It's not fair.
Well, I will tell you, Daddy and Parker have a great relationship, and every summer they always choose a different trip. This mm-hmm. time they're seeing 5 ball fields in 5 days, and their goal is to see every major league ballpark. So they're well on their way to that, but Daddy and Parker really enjoy baseball and enjoy getting to just spend time together, and I'm so glad that they have that opportunity.
I don't think I heard you mention Boston.
I did not mention Boston this time, but I am sure Daddy and Parker will make their way to Boston at some point.
Fenway Park.
That's right, because that is Parker's favorite team by far. So, as his room, you saw
yes,
his room before,
seen his room.
And it has changed, I will say. But uh-huh. Parker's room used to be just like you were sitting inside Fenway Park.
A baseball game going on, baseball and it game. Circles you, and you're right in the middle.
And
of
you're
Fenway
right in
Park.
The middle of Fenway Park.
So, what have you done with it? Of course, he's grown now.
He has grown. Parker's now 17, will be a senior at Smyrna High School, but Parker's a real outdoorsman, loves mm-hmm. to hunt and fish, so right now his room looks like you're in the middle of the woods and you see a big buck coming up on you. So.
Oh, my. What now, you had a one that looks like you're in the middle of the outdoors with all these wild animals
that's
over there.
That's true. I did. We have one room that looks like a jungle, and mm-hmm. that's still there. I just can't bring myself to paint over the mural that Miss Perkins, who used to be the art teacher at Thurman Francis, did. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Parker and Daddy are enjoying themselves. I talked to them this morning, and they were leaving Toronto to head to Detroit for tonight.
Oh, wow. Lucky devil.
Yes, yes.
Now, Smyrna has just really grown, and there are a lot of people wanting to come in. And of course, we've seen that at Murfreesboro and all across the county. But what is the big attraction for Smyrna? I know that you've got great schools there. You have all types of recreation going on there. It's just a really a beautiful town. And of course, you and I remember it when it was. It's kind of like a one horse town.
That's right.
You drive down Lowry Street, and that's it. There's nothing else around.
But every time you drove down Lowry Street, every car you passed, you knew who was in the car, and more than likely, you knew where they were going at the same time. But do you know what I think is the biggest draw for Smyrna? I think when people come to Smyrna, even though we're 40,000 people, I still think they feel that sense of community.
Yeah.
They feel like they know who their neighbors are. They feel like they know that they're a part of our community. We just got done last 2 weeks ago doing the Simply Smyrna celebration, where we were showing the what we've done to the train depot station. And we think we had about gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And we think we had about 5,000 people come out. And the thing we kept hearing, we want to do more of this. We want to get out. We want to see people. We want to see our neighbors. And we've started a farmer's market every other Saturday. So we're starting to do more events just like that. So I think it's community. We've got a very low tax rate. We're bringing in business and industry. Now, it used to be you always had to go to Nashville if you wanted to go to eat or to the doctor or any of that. Now, you can stay right in Smyrna and do all of your shopping, all of your health care needs. Everything you need is right in your back door.
They used to have such a different makeup because you had little pockets of, you might say, power, and each individual was aiming at the same goals, which was to make Smyrna as great as it would become as
right.
it is now.
Right.
And I always, I was always really fascinated by the intricate things that went on with each and every one, because sometimes one would step on the other's toes, and it would not be a pleasant experience there for each and every one of them. But even though as angry as they became, they were never really angry at each other. And I have attended many funerals over the years from people in Smyrna. And to see people, grown men, crying at the funeral of someone that they had been not a, really an enemy of, but
right.
They were having so many major differences at the time, that's one of the things that's really impressed me over the years.
Well, it's kind of like growing up in a family. You can fuss and fight all you want, but when it comes down to somebody on the outside talking about your family, you're going to defend them to the end. And I think that's what we find in Smyrna. We can kind of sometimes disagree, but we do all have one common goal, and that is to make Smyrna the best community that we can make it, not only for ourselves but for future generations. And I think that's what you find with individuals who are on the council now.
You grew up in a family that absolutely loves Smyrna. But one of the biggest things that used to go on, of course, was the fish fry.
Yes.
Now, kind of give me a little bit of how you perceived the fish fry as a granddaughter.
As a granddaughter.
Yeah.
First of all, in regards to politics, it was the event in Smyrna and really almost Rutherford County to be at. But the one thing I always remember, I won't say we weren't allowed, but it was mainly for men.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go up prior to the event.
I remember when the first woman came.
Yes. We went up prior to the event starting, and then we would go up at the end of the event. And all of the women would go out on that night to dinner or whatever. But the thing that I remember most that everybody talked about, it didn't matter if the governor came or a senator or a congressman. They were treated like every other person at that fish fry.
I don't ever remember an address by a governor that was there.
Exactly. And so it was just a good night, that people getting together, enjoying each other's company, talking a little politics too.
Is that one of the things that maybe got your interest as far as getting involved in politics?
Do you know what really got me started in politics? I can vividly remember when Daddy was Commissioner of Parks and Recreation. Back then, Daddy used calls and supply vehicles to work the fields, and we were there on the weekends, and he didn't have a large crew and all that to get the ball fields ready. And I remember Daddy and Granddaddy building the Lee Victory Recreation Park, and I remember the hours they spent getting people to fly them places so they could look at other parks. But the one thing I remember the most was when it was time for Daddy to campaign. And when it was time for Daddy to campaign, Mama had shirts made up that said, "Re-elect my dad, Kenneth Coon Victory." And Daddy would get myself as well as other kids from the neighborhood, and we knocked on every door in the city of Smyrna.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I mean, so I think I can remember back then I don't remember if there were yard signs and all that, but I remember there were.
Yeah.
I remember making a wooden sign with stencil letters that said "Re-elect my daddy, Kenneth Coon Victory," and sticking it in the yard. And
that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, so it's those memories and those good feelings, but also watching the difference that the individuals that were on the council at that time made, and to see Smyrna and to see them fight to get Nissan to come to Smyrna. I mean, you know, when we got the drive-through at Hardee's, we thought we were a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then to go from that to seeing Nissan come, and, you know, I really feel like Smyrna is on the edge of doing as much or more than we did before Nissan came. We have real opportunities, not just in Smyrna, but Murfreesboro and all of Rutherford County. We are a place people want to be.
Of course you are. Of course, you had to go kind of out of town when you wanted something really good to go to TC's truck stop and like Dan's truck stop and things like that.
That's right. That's right.
Now, it's a different ballgame now in politics.
It is. It is.
It would be impossible to hit every door in Smyrna.
It would be impossible to hit every door, but I can tell you when my election comes up in November, I'm going to do my best to try to get to every door in Smyrna. I think one of the most important things you can do is get out and talk to people and hear what they're thinking, because the one thing that I remember every day is I'm there to represent 40,000 people. I'm not there for Mary Esther. I'm there to make Smyrna a better place and do what I think's best for those 40,000.
That's kind of been the theme of your family over all these years.
It has.
Have you ever been, we'll get away from that a little bit, but have you ever been to the old home place that supposedly was going to go underwater, but a lot of it didn't?
I have not made the trek over with Toby Francis. Toby takes people over all the time, mm-hmm. but I can tell you the stories that I have heard about old Jefferson and Daddy and his siblings all living across from the old store and them coming into town and going to Gill's Market to shop and things like that. So it is a very special place for my dad and his family, but also for a lot of people that grew up in the Smyrna area. If they've been here, if people have been here for many, many years, and they've definitely heard of Old Jefferson.
I actually played ball over Jefferson some when I was a little kid, playing for Gilbert Sheeran and the Yankees. Of course, Coon remembers that very, very well. And you know, that's one guy that I know that he had a lot of people that he looked up to in Smyrna. Mm-hmm. But Gilbert Sheeran, when he was the coach of the Yankees in Little League, I think he did just about as much for anybody in this whole county. And I don't think he's really ever got the accolades that he should have. But he was really – your dad has probably told you about him.
He has. He has. And baseball for Daddy growing up was such an integral part of his life. I mean, he talks all the time about hitchhiking to Murfreesboro to mm-hmm. practice or to play ball. And back then, that's how you got around.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Somebody brought him – and I can't remember who brought him – they were getting ready to burn some old wool uniforms, and it was a Yankees uniform, yeah. And it was one of the ones that, I don't know if it was Dad's exact uniform, but it was one of the ones that was worn back then, and Daddy has it in a case in the basement in his room down there, and he always talks with fond memories of all of those times. And, you know, it's amazing. You'll see seniors that are men getting together talking about what wonderful times they had playing ball together and enjoying spending summers together.
One of the complicated things right now, as you well know, you have deep roots in Smyrna. And everybody that's been there for 35 or 40 years knows your whole family.
Right.
Now, with the large growth that's coming into Smyrna, it's pretty hard for people to get to know Mary Esther Reed and her family, isn't it? Because it's kind of like the newcomers on the block. Hopefully they're going to listen to the ones that have been there for a long time, but it doesn't always happen. It's difficult to do, isn't it?
It doesn't always happen, but I can tell you that the way that I've found is getting out and getting involved in the community, whether it's on boards or organizations, getting out, be seen, talk to people, hear what they're having, what they think. Because just because they haven't been here for years and years doesn't mean they don't have good ideas and doesn't mean that they don't bring something to the table. And so I think that is really important, because those individuals that have moved in have helped make Smyrna what it is and helped make Rutherford County what it is. So I never discount somebody just because they've not always been here.
You guys have reached out against impossible odds through the all through the decades, and everybody, I can remember when the base it was going to close up as far as being a military base,
right?
And a lot of people were saying, well, that's going to be the death knell for Smyrna,
right?
And of course they had Sam Ridley and all the other great leaders step to the plate, and now Smyrna is one of the great cities in this country. And
yes.
And it's amazing how you guys are always able to come out. And is that part of, I know it's part of your spirit, but do you think it just all across the board now with the leaders there, they still have that great passion for Smyrna?
I think so. I mean, many people don't know Smyrna is the 15th largest city in the state. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a testament, what you're talking about is a testament to the love of community that I was talking about. And I think that love, whether you've been here forever or you've just moved in, I think people feel that passion for Smyrna and have a real desire to see it succeed and prosper and grow. So, yes, I think current council, Harry, people that work for the city, and that's one thing that I think that we don't give enough credit to, is our 450 employees in the town of Smyrna are excellent. I would put them up against any employees in any other city. They do a great job, and I think they make us proud of where we live.
Now, Kevin, I've known him for many, many years, worked with him a long time over at the Sheriff's Department, and I am so proud. I told him that the other day. He is really doing an excellent job over there.
Kevin is doing a great job.
Yeah, and I think it just goes right across the board in Smyrna, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you never hear those type of complaints that you'll hear in other cities.
It does. And Kevin came up through the ranks and has done a great job. He has the respect of the individuals that are under him, as well as the respect of people within the community. And everybody wants to feel safe in their community.
Of
and
course.
I think with Kevin...
Education is one, safety is two.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I feel like we have both of those in
the
town of Smyrna.
Well, I don't care what anybody says. You're the prettiest mayor in the state of Tennessee. Nobody close.
Thank you. Thank you.
And one of the best.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I thank a lot of you. And tell all the family, hey, for me.
I will do that. I will do that.
Good talking to you.
Good. Thank you.
And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat. And I am outdoors today, so I may be heading that way. Did you know that 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50? Now, there is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost two decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. That's 848-9265.
There's no excuse for the mess in Washington. I'm Jim Tracy, and I'm running for Congress in the Republican primary.
Early voting begins July the 18th. Visit tracyfortn.com for hours and locations for early voting in your county. That's tracyfortn.com and vote starting July the 18th.
Paid for by Jim Tracy for Congress, Shane Reeves, Treasurer.
I'm Jim Tracy and I approve this message. Let's get new people in and get our country back on track.
Hey, Murfreesboro, if you need a clean, reliable used car but you've had credit challenges in your past, Easy Auto is now here to help. We are the home of the small down payment, and we've been treating people right in East Tennessee since 1991. And now we're in Murfreesboro. Easy Auto finances your sales tax and registration. You'll also have peace of mind knowing every vehicle comes with a free vehicle history report and goes through a 49-point inspection, including emissions testing. Come see us at 2006 South Church Street or browse our inventory and apply online anytime at easyautoonline.com.
Why not buy the easy way? Just come on down and see today. At Easy, we're always on your side. At Easy, we help you get your ride.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri Park on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Summertime is here, and we have great finds from local growers, including blueberries, fresh greens, tomatoes, local honey, meats, homemade baked goods, and so much more. Make sure to take advantage of our convenient token program accepting EBT debit and credit cards.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays at the Lane Agri Park, down from Sam's.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 855-464-HAIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Rob Mitchell in the flag retirement ceremony. We want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding, located at 900 Captain Joe Fulcham Drive. And there is a great veteran right there. That's one of our heroes here in Rutherford County. And that's just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. Steel is a unique material that can be recycled, conserving energy and natural resources. Steel is also an excellent cost-effective alternative to asphalt shingle roofs. Metal roofs are beautiful, resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and some are less expensive, believe it or not, than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max Roofing and Siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693, 494-1693. Pull them up on the website, www.metalmaxllc.com. You know, Rob, you do a great job in representing the veterans in this area and basically would be all across the country. And what a wonderful ceremony it was this morning. I've been to all of your ceremonies, and I think they get better each time.
Oh, well, thank you. They did a great job this year, the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue and
Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder. The two of those groups together just do a tremendous job.
First time I ever really realized Rolling Thunder was right after 911, and we had the ceremony over at the jail on 940 New Salem Highway. And all those guys showed up. I don't know how many of them there were, but you couldn't hear anything. That's right. It is Rolling Thunder. But what a great bunch of veterans they are.
Well, that's a great tradition that you started over there, Truman, and thank you for doing that because you took the lead with it when everybody else was just kind of standing
The
around.
Sheriff's Department took the lead. I mean, we were all together on that. One person can't stand up and say, well, You know, this was my decision or this was my idea. As you know, it's a cumulative thing that when everybody's working together, it just turns out better.
Yeah, and I want to thank Lisa Duke Kroll, the court clerk for taking part with in reading the American Creed, and for
did a good
Heather
job.
Dauberin, the Register of Deeds. Mm-hmm. They're my co-mates here at 319 North Maple, and it couldn't have been possible without them being part of it. And I just want to make sure that the community knows that it was a community and a group effort, and I wanted to thank each of them for being a part of it as well.
A lot of people don't know that the Rutherford County office building over here has so many functions. I mean, it's busy all the time. If you ever come over here, it's just unbelievable all the things that are going on and all the services that are rendered here, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's a great building. When it was originally designed, you were here in the initial mm-hmm. stages. It's designed to go up another two stories. And with the parking garage going in and the judicial center going across from it, I think it would be a great movement to kind of create a civic center over here, tying in walkway bridges from the parking mm-hmm. lot to a second or third floor up there and swinging it over to the new judicial building so that the people wouldn't have to get out in the weather, kind of coordinate the community services over here, organize some stuff out mm-hmm. of the old Goldstein building so that you could have possibly the trustee's office, planning, codes, all in one building. So when the folks come to do their business at the county, they got a nice place to park. It's air conditioned. They can get into it, and they don't have to run all over the place to do it.
It's a very convenient place, period.
It really is. Parking is a little bit of a challenge down on the square, and that's the reason that this office building was built to try to relieve that congestion and stuff over there, and it's done a tremendous job. The city planners, community planners had great foresight in planning that, and with the new purchase of the old D&J property over there and constructing a parking garage, I just think it'd be a great addition to our community to tie all of that in together. Maybe put the properties that are on the square back on the tax roll.
Yeah. You know, the judicial building, is it going to be vacated when the new building is finished over here? And your address, I can't figure out where your address is, Maple Street or Lytle Street. It's right there at the very corner.
319 North Maple is the official address.
And that is an absolutely gorgeous street. And I love all these old Murfreesboro streets.
People don't realize what a blessing it is to have trees until they don't have any.
Oh, yes. Especially when you're sitting out here in the concrete.
In the hot. Yeah, I wish we were down at the courthouse underneath one of those big trees. Those sycamores are wonderful.
See, what I figure, you've got a suit and tie on. It's like being out in a sauna out here. Now, see, I've got shorts on, I've got a T-shirt, and just extremely comfortable. And I've noticed that all the little beads of sweat started coming out on your forehead and things like that. Am I punishing you?
Oh, it's hot. It is. Being out in the sun, you hit a certain age and a certain weight, and there's no way to stay cool.
You're exactly right. Now, you are the property assessor.
Yes, sir.
And it is probably one of the more complicated jobs in the community because you have so many things. I don't know how you can do it because you have a very limited staff. I know how many people that you have. But yet you have to assess all the property inside the boundaries of Rutherford County. How in the world do you do it? Because you have different kinds. You got the commercial properties and you got the private homeowners' properties and things like that. It is. It's tough.
We have a great team.
You really do.
They, you know, I'm their cheerleader and I'm their advocate. They do the hard work. I want to make sure they have the tools to do the job that they know how to do. And if they need additional training, make sure that they have that. When they are running at 100% and have what they need, then the citizens of the county get the best bang for the buck with what they do. There's no need in you use technology not to eliminate people. You use it to make the people that you have more efficient
mm-hmm.
so that they can become more professional. When they're more professional and they feel it, they do a better job. They take better pride in the job that they do. And when they take better pride in it, their production goes up. Happy workers are productive workers.
Now, when you get phone calls, it's usually not a happy phone call, is it? Because people only call when they're unhappy with something. If they're just absolutely elated with it, I'm tickled to death with mine. I can tell you that right now. You almost have to be someone that a liaison. Your job would be almost that between what's actually going on with their properties and talking to them and trying to educate them as to what your people are going out and finding on their property.
Right.
That's tough, isn't it?
People want more information. Sometimes you can explain it to them where it makes sense, and sometimes you can't. The best we can do is try to be honest with them and take it with a compassionate ear.
Yeah.
Because if they don't understand, there's a frustration when you don't understand something, and that's natural. Too often, people, when someone is frustrated because they're not understanding the process, they take personal offense to the frustration from the person on the other end of the phone. So it's something that you just have to gauge and understand that. You know that better than just about anybody else.
Can you literally go out and assess all the properties in a year's time? It would be almost impossible.
It would be very difficult. There are some counties. We do it over. We hit every property every 3 years, and then the fourth year, we pull all the numbers in and just pick up the new construction at that point, and we do the sales analysis work and pull all the numbers and stuff together to bring the tax roll out. It would be difficult, but not impossible. You'd need a larger staff, and you'd need heavier emphasis on technology than we currently have.
But you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And thank you for what you do, not only for the community, but for the veterans, for the people that have to go to the VA, and all of those people that have done so much, paid the price for us, and now we need to give back. And, of course, we've heard all of these terrible things coming out on the VA hospital, and let's hope they get all of that taken care of, and the veterans are treated with the respect that they should be. And thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you, Truman.
Yes, sir. See you guys Monday morning, and we'll actually have the best of Truman, and it's going to be Bill Allen. It's going to be the guest tomorrow.